This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And that's Dennis Halnan. He's one of the employee owners of Tab. Comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. Yeah, talking about employee owners, we are. We're called an ESOP. Yeah. And everyone at Tab owns the company. I know we get all the news and is always talked about with a Starbucks, you know, bunch of baristas unionizing. And that's fine. It makes the news. But when a 45-person organization all becomes owners, ho-hum, nobody cares. It's like, you know, how come you're not serving coffee? It's bizarre to me. But we are a 100% employee-owned company, which is a rare thing, but becoming more common these days. And we're very proud of that, and something that we're always looking for new employees and new employee owners to join us and serve our customers, who we think it's an even better quality of service from now the entire company owning ownership and what we do. So
the accountability is baked right into the job.
It really is. So we're here to help you guys out, though, on this Saturday morning. Three lines open for you. 860-522-9842 is the number to call, and we will get you on the air, and we'll just beware of line one. Let's go to your calls, though. We're going to go to Dave in Enfield first. What's happening, Dave?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, sir. How are you?
Not too bad. This kind of almost piggybacks on a lot of the calls you had just before the news break. I bought an external solid-state drive that was 20 terabytes. And
Wait a minute. A 20 terabyte solid-state drive?
Yes, I did, sir.
Whoa.
We're not saying you're fibbing. How much did you spend on that, Dave?
About 150.
That's not a 20 terabyte solid-state drive. It's big, probably. It might be a 2 terabyte.
I hit the properties on it, and it said it was 20.
So something's weird there. But go ahead with your question. We're gonna believe you for now. If you can buy a 20 terabyte solid straight drive for $100, I want to know after the show where you got it. Go on our Facebook page and give us the part number. But go ahead and continue with your question.
All right. Yeah, I'm not home right now anyway, so I don't have it in front
okay.
of me.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm trying to use that as a drive to copy everything over from my smaller drives. I want to have basically one drive. Mostly video files, pictures, documents. When I tried to move the video files over, it showed that it copied, but when I tried to play them, they would not play. I reformatted the drive to the same type of file system that was on the other drives, which was NTFS. It used to be XFAT, and I had a problem with that a long time ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when I went to do it, Again, I still had the same problem. Am I doing something wrong?
No, I think what's happening here is this, if you truly do have a 20 terabyte drive, your system might be saying, I don't know what the heck that is. It's so big. You might be having trouble with that. Your operating system may not understand the format of the drive.
Yeah, I wonder if the partition is... Yeah, it could, the partition could be mangled.
And believe it or not, there is a 20 terabyte Seagate drive I see here on Amazon for $500, but it's not solid state.
Oh, this one is. It's about the size... It's thicker than a debit card, but the outside dimensions are, you know, just a hair bigger all the way around.
Crazy. All right.
I thought I bought an external that was basically you could stick on the, you know, on the corner of the desk. And when I got it, I said, wait a minute, this ain't right. Plugged it in, and sure enough, it said 20 terabyte on it.
Well, one thing that I do know, and again, this is with Seagate, because a few years ago I bought a very large spinny drive that was Seagate, and I put it into a Windows computer, and I needed to use a product that they called Disk Wizard to set it up.
To help that interface, because the geometry is so large.
Right. It modifies both the drive partition itself and the operating system so that the operating system can write to every part of the drive. And I don't know what the brand is of the drive that you have.
Did it come with any utilities, Dave?
No, you know how Amazon packs. It was just a box in a box, and that was it.
Well, you might want to go to the manufacturer's website and see if they have any tools of that kind.
Right.
I didn't think I had a problem other than the fact it was listed as XFAT when I looked in the properties. And I remember I had a problem. I even called you guys about it a few months ago.
Yeah.
And I said, all right, well, let me see if it gives me an option. And it said I can change it to NTFS, so I did.
Right.
And I started copying them over. It showed on the drive that it was there. I clicked on it. I tried various different ways of viewing it, and nothing.
What's the operating system again, Dave?
On the computer is Windows 10.
Okay.
So there's got to be some limitation here that it's choking on the amount of store, the amount of capacity of that volume. We rarely work with 20 terabyte drive configurations unless you're dealing with a SAN, storage attached network, in our professional environment.
I'm seeing references to a 16 terabyte limit.
Yeah, there it is.
In Windows 10.
So that might be your snag here.
All right. So what was it was called Disk Wizard?
Yeah, but that would be for Seagate. I don't know who made the drive that you have.
Oh, right, right. So I have to hit the website that the manufacturer is, and maybe I can get it taken care of that way.
Right, yeah. And again, having such a big drive so cheaply, that good for you. We're trying to figure out. I'm checking other sources to find these things. Having such a large volume worries me, too, as far as that goes, as far as how the system is going to manage all that data. And if there is a 16-terabyte limit, which would make sense in an operating system, that could be a problem for you. You're going to lose some of that capacity. So you could also create smaller volumes.
What you could do is partition it maybe in halves.
Yeah.
And you'll end up with two different drive letters instead of just one.
Right.
But then it would be able to cleanly read and write to each partition.
Oh, okay. See, originally I thought if I was trying to move more than one file over with a huge amount, that was what the problem was. But I did one at a time, and I had the same problem. So.
Right. So it's not that. It has to do with the size of the partition, maybe just being choked down by the operating system.
How the partition is built, and it's... What Eric called the drive geometry.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you just format it, start over again, and create maybe two separate NTFS volumes that are less than 16 terabytes. Even if Windows 10 says it handles 16 terabytes, don't create a 16 terabyte volume.
Right.
Create two 10 terabyte volumes, obviously, and that'll take care of it.
And it would basically fill up one side and then go over to the next one, right?
You'd have to do a dance of copying some data to one partition and other data to the other. Sure.
Okay.
Or check out Windows 11 to see what it has for limitations on terabytes volumes and see if you can put a larger volume there. Maybe it supports a larger partition. That's a lot of data. That's a large drive. I mean, it's...
Well, I have like four or five different drives, but the total limit, if I combined them all together, was like 11. Okay. And I couldn't find anything that I could, you know, feel safe about. And then I came across this one that said 20, and I said, well, and it's in solid state. I couldn't believe it. So I said, all right, let's go for it.
Yeah, and you know we still can't believe it, but I'm looking here right now. External SSD portable hard drive, external hard drive, 20 terabyte hard drive. It says it's SSD, but it's by a company I've never heard of. It's got like one star. It's $150.
Oh.
So some of this stuff could be junky. It might not be quality.
Yeah.
There is a LaCie 20 terabyte external RAID hard drive for $1,000. So you're so far off as far as what we would expect. ZDNet has a link too. We're going to put a link up for ZDNet's 20 terabyte drives, and we can just show you what else is out there. So I worry at that price point that you might be like, it's so cheap. It might be too cheap.
I saw that. I jumped on it, and I wasn't thinking. I think what I'll do is, if I still have the ability to return it for credit, I'll do that and just get something I recognize.
Get a brand you recognize, because they have enough trouble as it is.
Oh, yeah. True. You know,
but I mean, as far as the 20 goes, too,
yeah.
I'll try to find something a little bit less, but still can handle what I need.
Exactly. Look at the Seagate, the Western Digitals of the world, those types of brands.
In fact, all the ones you've mentioned, I have those.
Right.
And I couldn't find anything on Amazon for whatever size I needed. And up here in Enfield, we had a Best Buy, and that's where I used to buy them, but they closed.
Right.
Yeah.
You can thank Amazon for that.
Yeah, I know, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys, thank you so much. I'll leave the space open for other people. You have a great day, and enjoy the weather.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks for talking about it, because it's interesting.
Yeah.
20 terabyte drives is not a common
thing. No, I haven't run into any of those recently.
No. All right, so let's try to get another call in here. We're going to go to another Dave in East Hampton. What's going on, Dave?
Yeah, hi there, guys. Just wanted to give you a good story about Verizon Home Internet. I just saved $50 a month by going from Xfinity to their LTE Home.
Hmm.
Consistently getting 50 megabits. I've got multiple Rokus, multiple iOS devices, and I use YouTube TV for my cable, if you will, for my stations.
Yep.
And it really performed well. Very little buffering at all.
Awesome.
Very, very cool.
So $50, you got it's LTE though, huh?
LTE Home. And they gave me the box for free, which is Wi-Fi version 6, which made everything actually go faster. Like my computer is fairly new and goes a lot faster. So it's a good deal. And for most people, I think it'll do the job.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. I mean, you don't need a lot of bandwidth. We've been talking about this forever. People, the cable companies are overselling bandwidth constantly. How many devices do you have? Oh, you've got three. You need 800 million megabits.
No.
And it's like, no, you don't. So obviously, you're not going to stream a lot of 4K or 8K movies over 50 megabits. I mean, you may not be doing that now, right? I mean, you may want to check out the YouTube channels that have the 4K and 8K. Like fish tanks and stuff like that. I'd be curious to see how that just works for you. If it works, great. I mean, that's again, that would.
Yeah, I saw a guy demoing running multiple 4K videos, and that's what sold me because he was able to do it with minimal buffering. I'm not saying it's for the heavy gamer or heavy user, but for the average household, for me, it's working great.
Exactly. You make a good point, too. Like gamers that deal with latency may have issues trying to use that connection. But for what you're using it for, awesome. We appreciate you letting us know.
You got it. It's a good deal, man.
Yeah, it is. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
Take care.
All right. Bye-bye. So cellular is coming. It's coming to a neighborhood near you, and you'll be completely wireless. And that's great. And as long as they don't throttle you, right, once you hit a certain cap, data caps, that's always the issue, right, with cellular.
Yeah.
But they promise not to. So, they pinky swear. We're going to step out for a quick break into your calls. Four lines wide open. 860-522-9842 is the number. We'll be right back. We are back. Carolyn's keeping us working today.
Yeah.
And we're happy to be there for you guys, and we'll do our best to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. So let's get right to your calls, and it looks like we got Donna coming on the line here. And can I pick her up yet? Nope, there she is. Hey, Donna, you there?
Yes, I am.
What can we do for you?
Well, I just had a real quick question, and I love listening to your show, so it gives me a lot of information.
Thank you.
The battery on my laptop seems to be dying. It won't charge, so on and so forth. And I'm wondering, is it best to bring your, a battery to have it replaced professionally, or can you do it on your own, and are there any steps that you should be aware of when doing it?
I'll tell you my opinion, and I'll have Dennis give you his.
Yeah.
I would have it done professionally, to the point where I had the same issue with my son's laptop, and I had one of the guys in our, well, actually one of the gals in our shop take care of it. Mm-hmm. She changed out the battery for me, because it's this little tiny screws, and I can't see as well as I used to.
I was kind of leaning towards that, but I said, well, I'll ask while you said the lines were open. I said, well, I can ask and find out for sure. But
yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that answer. And, again, great show. I enjoy listening to it every week.
Awesome, Donna. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
Yeah, bye-bye. So, yeah, and the screws are funky, too, Dennis.
Yeah,
they're not just traditional little screws.
Well, true story, I've done that on a laptop.
Yeah.
And at this point, I would take it to somebody.
Yeah, you need to take it to somebody with good young eyes that can see all those tiny little screws.
And they have
and
all the right little tools that are just made for exactly this application.
Right. I could have done it.
Yeah.
But I would have been like just cursing and dropping.
And I actually did do it once.
Right.
And I went through the cursing.
Well, Morgan had a whole story about cursing. I mean, he didn't include IT guys fighting with little screws. I mean, we have some trucker talk there. Let's go on to your calls. You're going to go to Tom in East Longmeadow. What's happening, Tom?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I don't know if you remember a long time ago, I was T-Mobile with a using a phone and a hotspot to get my internet.
Yes, sir. I do remember you.
I do.
Okay. So now we're fully into T-Mobile home internet, with the trash can.
Yep.
We have the trash can is the 4G LTE. They also have a 5G that, I don't need it myself. And I don't know that my son needs it because, if you recall, when my son installed one at his house, he's getting 500 down.
500 down with wireless because it's 5G probably.
Yeah.
No. It's only 4G.
Hmm.
I didn't know 4G could even get that fast.
Yeah, good for him.
It's insane. I mean, T-Mobile is just so far ahead of everybody else with that. And it,
yeah.
And the Verizon Home, I'm sure it's fine. And, mm-hmm. 50 megs is all you need. That's all I need. But I'm getting about 100 usually at my house.
Yep. And what are you paying, Tom?
Okay, that's another thing. Now, we just switched over to 55 plus Magenta Max, so...
55 plus meaning your age?
Yes. Yep.
Oh. Okay. I didn't know they had an age-based service, but all right, so 55 plus...
I think they all do.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure they are. I mean, the big ones, anyway.
Yeah.
But, so the home internet, instead of being $50, it's only $30.
Wow!
For 55 plus people,
wow,
you can get $30 internet. For some reason, they just think we're not going to. Gen Xers consume internet. What are they thinking? I mean, we're going to be watching Game of Thrones at 8K.
Well, I mean, we're on a fixed income.
I gotcha. 55. No, you're Gen Xers, man. You're working. We're the only people keeping this place afloat.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. That is great. So $39. For a 100 megabit internet connection and no throttling, no limiting of the service.
And no wires. So
exactly.
So when there's bad weather coming through,
he's still up.
Doesn't matter. Somebody hits the pole in front of your house, doesn't matter.
If it snows and you have a satellite dish, of course, in this case, it doesn't matter.
Right.
Right.
Nice job, Tom.
When all this stuff started, I was leery. I said, I don't need that. I can get along with the hotspot, using the phone as a hotspot and getting 30 megs. I think occasionally we get 50 megs on it.
Right.
So I don't need that. Well, it's great to have it now because nothing lags. we're running, of course, all the Ring stuff and, you know, everything else, and it's been absolutely no problem.
Do you know how much your son's paying for his 500 megabit connection?
Same. Because now he's the second one on the account, he's going to be paying 50 still.
But
he's more than happy to pay that.
Yeah, $50 for 500 megabits is like fiber. It's like what we're getting on fiber services these days.
Right.
Tremendous. That's all. He doesn't need it. We all know he doesn't need that much bandwidth. But
yeah. And it will slow down. You know, when things get congested, he'll go down to maybe 250, give or take.
That's fine.
Maybe 200 sometimes. We just all upgraded this week to iPhone 14s. And, you know, I'm Mr. Android. I did not want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Still really, but you know, so I'm biting it just because, you know, FaceTime and the new baby and all that stuff. You know, you have to FaceTime all the time, and with Duo, you know, you could do it, but certainly not as good as FaceTime. So, my son and I got the iPhone 14 Plus, and the other two are just regular 14s. We wanted the larger size.
Yeah, and you save so much money on your internet that you could afford the Apple ecosphere.
Oh, there were zero. As long as you had something to trade in, in this case, a regular iPhone 14, they give you an $800 credit with. And,
ooh.
So that would negate the price of the iPhone 14.
Wow.
The Plus costs $100 more, so it's costing us $100.
Well, man, I don't know if you're a spokesperson for T-Mobile, but you've talked about how great this technology is for a long time, and you've been our guinea pig out there, and it seems to have come along a long way. So it's good to know it's out there. It's good to know that we can be wireless, and it's good to know that the future is finally coming and has nothing to do with our polls.
Yeah, and the big guys are great, you know, and they have supposedly have the technology, and they really don't. T-Mobile, you know, I'm not going to say they're 100% for the consumer, but, you know, they're much better for the consumer than the other guys.
All right, sounds good, Tom. Well, we appreciate you checking in and letting us know how you're doing and making us jealous of your phones.
All right, give you a call in another 6 months or so. I'll give you an update.
All right, thanks, Tom. Talk to you soon.
Yeah.
Take care.
Bye. All right, bye-bye. This is Computer Talk. We're going to step out for a quick break. Sue and Lou, hang on. Two lines open for you. We're here till 11 o'clock. Everything we've talked about has been posted over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com. It's the name of the show.com, which also works. We'll be right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And we are back. Three lines are jammed up full of folks, and then one line open for you. 860-522-9842 is the number. Let's see what we can do to help you guys out this morning. We're going to go to Lou in Simsbury first. What's happening, Lou?
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
My wife has already given me the answer, but since I was on hold, I figured I'd get your answer as well.
All right.
Okay.
I have two elderly parents who live in Florida, and I would like to be able to share their screen on occasion when they get all discombobulated. And my wife said, oh, you can do that on Zoom, no problem. And I said, yeah, but can you control the screen? And she didn't know. So really what I'm after is there a screen sharing application that I can use with my parents to help them through
their trials and tribulations?
Yeah, exactly.
So her suggestion is not a horrible one, but I don't think you can control the screen. You can just see what the screen is.
What was the suggestion?
Zoom.
No, you can't.
You can see it.
You can see what's there.
But you can't control it.
There are a couple of other products that are pretty good for that, and they're free for home use.
Okay.
One is called TeamViewer, all one word. The other one is AnyDesk, also all one word. So you would go to teamviewer.com or anydesk.com. There's a client that you would install at both ends. You download it and run it at both ends. And one person would be able to control the others by providing to the other person their ID number.
Okay.
Yep. It's really just that simple.
Mm-hmm. And make sure you get the tool from AnyDesk. Don't get it from third parties.
Do not search Google for AnyDesk or TeamViewer.
Gotcha.
There's some really dangerous stuff out there.
Go to our website or our Facebook page. Mm-hmm. Click on the link that we put up and then go right there.
Okay,
all right.
Terrific.
So be sure to tell your wife she was wrong.
Yeah. I'm going to run right over there and tell her.
Good luck with that, Lou.
Thanks.
All right.
Thanks.
Yep.
Good day.
Bye. But it was a good. It's not a bad suggestion. It kind of gets you half there. You can with Zoom. You can share your desk. The problem is even having people learn how to do that can be kind of frustrating. So the AnyDesk solution is a great way to go. But be careful. We've had examples of even third party support either inadvertently sending folks to malicious sites to download the AnyDesk, and they weren't even realizing they were doing it, or they were realizing it. And our EDR technology actually noticed that they were malicious and stopped these things from actually loading and then executing all sorts of bad stuff. So you got to be very careful. Also, AnyDesk, because it's quote unquote free, the bad guys love to use AnyDesk because, again, It's available for free. And some of this stuff, you know, it's great that you're using it for home use, right? You're helping your parents out, but it's almost like it really should be a paid thing to limit some of the bad stuff that happens with these free services. But it is what it is. Nature of the beast. Let's go to your calls again. Sue in Hebron next. What's happening, Sue?
Hi, I'm about to purchase a new laptop because I have a six-year-old HP Envy that I think is starting to die. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of photos. I have 50,000 photos on it. I shoot raw.
Wow.
And I have a Seagate backup, 2 terabyte backup drive now.
Mm-hmm.
I just figured out that it's not completely backing up, so I think it's starting to either corrupt it or something happened.
Mm-hmm.
And
is it six years old as well, Sue?
Sorry?
Is that hard drive 6 years old as well?
Yeah, it has pictures on that as well.
Yeah, but it's that old though. Is it as old as your Envy?
It's like 3 years old.
Okay. All right. So
so I need to probably buy a new backup drive and a new laptop. And I was looking at Lenovo's, Samsung's, and HP. I don't have the greatest luck with the HP. I know you guys recommend HP from what I've heard talk about.
Yep.
But what do you think between Lenovo and Samsung?
They're all choices. I mean, our experience is just because it's the brand we put out the most for our business clients, and we've had the best results when it comes to service on the back end. Doesn't mean any of these brands can have issues. They're computers, right? Otherwise, we wouldn't have a job. So, you know, Lenovo it's a Chinese owned company. You know, wouldn't be my first pick. And then Samsung, I haven't really seen a Samsung laptop.
I haven't seen them or handled them much, but I'm hearing a lot of good things about them.
Okay. And that's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. The guy at Best Buy really recommended Samsung over everything. And then a guy at Staples said that HP, you really have to use all HP products. So if you have an Epson printer, it doesn't always communicate well.
No, that's baloney.
No. Absolutely not true.
That's like saying if you buy a Samsung refrigerator, you have to only use Gaida's milk. Because your milk will go bad if it's not. That kind of advice really makes us mad.
Yeah, that's not excusable.
No.
In my book.
That's not
excusable.
Case. So you can still follow his advice for other things, but that's not true. And this kind of stuff happens all the time, no matter what industry.
Yeah, we hear that.
Okay.
You can use any printer you want on your HP laptop or your Samsung laptop or your Lenovo laptop.
Okay. Then how much RAM, obviously I want to do like an i7.
Yeah, that'd be great.
For speed. How much RAM and do you recommend an SSD 1 terabyte for me, or
if you've got the money, that's a great. I mean, 500 would be our minimum, but a 1 terabyte solid state would be nice. And if you have room for a second drive in there, based on the number of pictures you take, some of them offer that.
Okay.
And you'd also want 16 gigs of RAM or more.
Yeah. So you're going to look at a $1,000 plus laptop, but you've had 6 years out of your current one. You've done a very good job there. Make sure the case is still a metal style case, so it holds up better. The hinges on those cases do better than the plastic ones.
Okay. Is there an HP you recommend if I was to get with these, you know, which style?
Yeah. The Envy line, still, I recommend it. It's still out there. It's been very popular. We've had good luck recommending it. All my sons have been using them through their college experience, and they're not very good computer users as far as I'm concerned. And they've done fine with them. Some of them are older than 6 years old. So, and if you size it right, you know, those were all i7s at the time. They're probably still running Windows 7. Some of them might be running Windows 10. But if you size it right, it'll give you another 6 years of service. Laptops, though, take a beating.
So yep.
You got to make sure you get that quality case. But any brand can cause you trouble. So you can talk to the next IT guy. He's, I love Dell, or I hate this brand, or our recommendation is just based on our experience and frustrations with other brands.
Right, and don't take it for anything other than just that.
Exactly.
Okay. And what do you, like, so should I be going higher on any of those? Like, should I do the is there an i9 now?
There are i9s, but you're going to deal with heat and stuff.
Yeah, especially in a laptop, I don't think I would do that.
No. i7s are plenty. Are you going to do any video editing on these laptops?
I do photo editing, not video editing, so
Okay. Well, look at the video card. The built-in Intel video may be enough for what you do. Look at the software you're using to see what it has for requirements. Some of these laptops do have higher-end multi-gig CAD level, computer-aided design level video cards in them, but now you're going to look at $2,000 and $3,000 computers.
Yeah.
Don't want that.
The price jump goes up. There's a big gap there with some of those. Yeah.
And what size laptop do you usually recommend? So I use it at a desk at home, and then I'll bring it up when I'm sitting up in front of watching TV, you know, doing some of my photo stuff.
Yeah.
But I like it light. I have a 17-inch right now of the HP, and it's heavy.
Right. Big footprints.
Well, mine here is a 15.6, and it's pretty good for what I do.
Mine's about a 12-inch.
And I would say anywhere between the 12 to 15 range is probably going to be good enough for what you're doing.
Yeah.
And I can hook it up to a big monitor if I want downstairs.
Yep. Yeah.
What about touchscreen? Do you recommend touchscreen or no?
It is handy. It also can be drive people nuts when you're like, hey, I want to go there, and the screen moves, you touch it. Mine is a touchscreen.
I have the HP now that I use, but I don't use it that often. So.
Right. It comes down to how you use the system. And every now and again, you want to use your thumb to scroll through something. You can use a touchscreen. But if it saves you money not to go with touchscreen, that's what I would do. I would put the money into the processor, or the RAM, and the hard drive if you're not really going to use a touchscreen for anything.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, video card, when I use Adobe, so it's not a huge different product. Mm-hmm. Photoshop from Adobe.
Yep.
And like the Illustrator and that sort of thing. What should I be looking for a video card? You know, I don't want to spend $2,000. So, like, what's
well,
minimal?
You're going to have whatever is in the model they're going to offer you. It's going to have an onboard video of some kind, most likely an Intel processor built into the motherboard. So, it's not much you can look for there until you get to the next level cards that are out there, the gaming cards or the CAD cards, and you're going to start looking at the additional expense.
You'd have to look at the specs of the laptop. It'll tell you if it has dedicated video.
Right.
Matter of fact, you might even see that phrase exactly in the description.
Yep.
And if that's the case, then it will be either AMD or NVIDIA is the graphic processor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's good. I want to look for a dedicated video card.
If you want to spend the money.
Yeah, you're going to be jumping that gap in pricing that we mentioned.
Oh, okay. And what about... like some of these have like their flip into the Lenovo Yoga, but you don't recommend Lenovo. I have an iPad that I use, so I'm not looking for a tablet. So and the hinges break on those, right?
If you use it a lot, yeah. If you're going to be in non-tablet mode for most of your experience, then you don't need a tablet.
Yeah, okay. My computer here is an HP Envy that is a convertible.
Mm-hmm.
I can flip the screen right around and use it like a tablet.
Right.
I have to say, I rarely do that.
Right, me too.
I don't think I would ever do that. I have the Lenovo for work, and I've never done it. So,
right.
The yoga.
All right.
My IT department recommends that.
Yep.
One other question. So for backups, I want to do an SSD backup drive now, right? Because my other one was a hard drive.
Whatever you can afford in the size. We had a caller call up with a 20 terabyte solid state drive, which
I just heard that. I don't want a 20.
That's crazy.
I would have a 20.
So, if you can find something within your with it is affordable for you, 4 terabyte or so, maybe 6, if it's affordable. And the brands that are out there, the bigger brands, the Western Digitals, the Seagates, there's not a whole lot anymore. There used to be Hitachi. Those types of companies are gone, but I think there's still Seagate and Western Digital Choices out there. That's the direction we would take.
Do you recommend one of those brands over another that you've had better luck? Because my Seagate obviously is not copying.
Well, they all fail. So a spinning drive is going to fail. It's spinning at 7,200 RPMs forever. I mean, the idea is they're going to fail. Any brand I give you here, you can have great luck with it or not. The quality control is not what it was 20 years ago, but it is also they're also punching out a lot more product. So just take it with a grain of salt. Buy two.
Okay.
An A and a B if you can afford it.
So an A and a B. Is 2 terabytes enough for 50,000 photos? I can't, because it's not backing up fully, I can't tell about how full I would be.
The number of photos doesn't matter, but you have raw, so you just take the math on the raw picture times X number of terabytes. You got to do all that bit math. and figure out how much it is. 2 terabytes is probably small these days. Go to that 4 or 6.
Mm. Okay. And what if I do, like, to be affordable, if I bought an A and a B, one as a SSD drive and one as an HDD, is that something I should do?
Well, you could do that to help for affordability. Why not?
Yeah.
And you don't recommend doing a NAS drive then? That's mirroring.
A NAS is another option, but again, it's a one point of failure. It'll have a mirror in there, but if you get encrypted or ransomed, you're out of luck. But we got to step out for a break before Carolyn gets really mad. you don't want to see that.
Thank you.
All right, Sue. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, we'll be right back. All right, we are back. Carolyn is not angry with anybody, so you don't want to see that. We're going to get right to your calls. We're going to go to Joe in Berlin. She's lovely to talk to you if you call in. Hey, Joe, what's up?
Good morning. I just wanted to reassure that the lady with the concern about the 911 calls.
Yeah.
I go for walks early in the morning, you know, 3-4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And one day I'm walking down, I still don't know what road this was on, and I noticed that there was a manhole cover missing.
Yikes.
In the middle of the road.
Wow.
So I didn't know what to do, so I called 911.
Yep.
And I told her, I said, I don't know if this is the right number to call or not, but, you know, there's a big hole in the road here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but she asked me where I was. I had no idea. And then I told her where, you know, I knew where the major cross streets were.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, well, wait a minute, you're on. She told me the name of the street.
Yep.
And I believe you. And she says, can you see the numbers on the apartments? And I said, well, not yet. She says, well, you're in front of 21. And I walked up, you know, sure enough, they knew where I was within a few feet.
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
So
it works.
You know, as long as I think you have to enable something for the 911 call, so the enable location, I think it was called.
I think that's going to happen by default.
I think it's built in.
That'll be built in by
default. I think that's built in.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah. Okay. But whatever. But as long as that's done,
yeah,
don't worry about it.
Sounds good, Joe.
Where you are.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks for letting people know how that works.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was very happy and surprised with it, too. So.
All right. So it works. I mean, you know, and if people had to be told to enable that, I mean,
it wouldn't happen.
It wouldn't work.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's go on to AJ in South Windsor. What's cooking there, AJ?
Good morning.
Morning.
You guys keep me company every time I do my walk on Saturday mornings.
Nice.
So I'm at the high school track again.
Yeah.
And I called you one time. I was intrigued about T-Mobile and the opportunity for internet and TV.
Mm-hmm.
But I got an email this week, because I had also signed up with Go NetSpeed.
Nice.
And say, let me know when you're coming.
Yep.
Oh.
So the email said, we're coming.
Oh, all right.
So my question is, NetSpeed versus T-Mobile for internet.
Okay.
What do you think?
The great arm wrestle of internet speeds. So fiber is unlimited. The bandwidth is unlimited. So you can pay for 150, 150, 500, 500. Eventually you're going to be looking at 10 gig, 10 gig. All right.
Yeah.
But cellular is going to have some limits. Is only as much broadcast as can happen. Now there could be leaps and bounds that occur with the frequencies out there, but the bandwidth available, I think, on cellular is not as infinite as it is with fiber. So if you want to be future proof, AJ, fiber is the way to go, because you'll be able to get whatever bandwidth is necessary for whatever future technology we're going to be doing. You know, someday if we take our bodies and turn them into bits and move them over the planet, you know, we can do it through fiber, right? That's going to be the way we're going to do it. As far as, you know, teleportation or whatever crazy stuff people come up with that you haven't even thought of, it's future proof. I think the actual broadcasting or the actual megahertz and gigahertz of cellular does have limits within the frequencies. They may be able to maximize them, but I think there's more limitations there. So if I had a choice, I would still go fiber. But it is neat to be able to be wireless as well.
Now, Frontier has already done most of our town with fiber.
Mm.
So what's the fiber Frontier versus NetSpeed?
Well, now you're dealing with competing companies, which is nice. So you'll right. see prices are going to stay low as you have multiple options. So that's only better for you in South Windsor. It took South Windsor forever to get fiber options out there.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So I don't know what's up with you guys, but it's all the strawberries. but you definitely, you know, choose the company you feel is the one that's going to serve you best. I like the fact that Frontier is doing what it did is because of GoNetSpeed.
Yes, absolutely.
Otherwise, they probably wouldn't have bothered. You'd be stuck on DSL. So well, if you find any value in that, consider GoNetSpeed.
That's the way I'm leaning. So mm-hmm. Okay, thanks, and right. I'll keep listening.
Thanks, AJ. Enjoy your walk.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Calling us from the track of the high school. I love it.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. The wireless stuff is really great. It's coming along, and it's yeah. something that we're excited about. But I do think it's going to have more limitations. Than
yeah, the medium itself has a lower ceiling.
Right.
The medium of fiber is theoretically infinite. It's just a matter of getting the equipment in to send it at whatever speed it can do.
The switching
but
technology.
When you're sending data over the air via radio waves,
right.
those waves only have a certain amount of capacity for information that they can carry.
And then they'll hit landlines. They'll hit fiber yeah. themselves, most likely.
Yeah.
So one other quick thing before we end the program, and we have a moment here to talk about it. So I just want to talk about how amazing Florida was with their alert systems. When that hurricane came through, I was alerted via text, via Facebook, via a specific app that even knew whether or not I was even in the area of the hurricane to know whether or not I need to evacuate. Their communication through that app was tremendous. I mean, you knew every little minute detail from when the place was shut down to when you had to evacuate to when you could come back to what areas lost power, if any, or what even down to the pump stations, you know, how many of them might be down and whether or not you can, whether when they turned off the sewer system. I mean, it was truly an amazing experience. So Florida's got their act together when it comes to communicating with their folks and how to get in and out. We did a little quick search here. Connecticut does have an app too. We've never used it really. The reviews are not really.
Can't really say what value it has.
Yeah, maybe it's as good. I have no idea. But Florida's got their act together. I want to thank Carolyn for producing. I want to thank all you guys for joining us on this Saturday morning. Sorry for the little late delay there starting up. It is what it is. I want to thank Mike G for posting everything over on Facebook and Twitter. And, of course, Dennis was posting everything over at ComputerTalkWithTab.com. So if you had any link or any story we talked about, you don't have to remember it. Go to our show name, ComputerTalkWithTab.com, and you'll get the clean, correct link safely.
We want you to be geeks, too.
All right, guys. We'll see you next Saturday.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand-new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.